This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Counting down to Christmas with all kinds of great Christmas bumper music for you. Bottom of the hour, we're going to tell you a little bit about climate change and global warming verbiage. What to watch for this holiday season from the greenie crowd. And how to be prepared for that. Give you some good, useful information from Anthony Watts, Senior Fellow for Environment and Climate at the Heartland Institute. Right now, we start with the Rapid Response Director at the Republican National Committee. Tommy Pigott joins us today on the program to talk about censorship and blacklists and shadow banning and what we now know was going on at Twitter. Tommy, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
I saw something you wrote last week where you summed this up. They were lying, right? And they were suppressing political candidates. I mean, they've been caught red-handed, right? There's no way out of this.
There's not. The emails or the messages, rather, that are being released in what is called the Twitter files on Twitter show that there was a level of targeting against conservative candidates, conservative voices, and really a downplaying of their reach. It's what's called shadow banning more colloquially, but they have a different term for it in terms of limiting the visual reach of your tweets. So, for example, they wouldn't pop up on someone's feed, or it would be harder to search for them and actually find their name unless you're typing in exactly their name. It wouldn't be an auto-suggestion. Things like that have a real impact on reach, and they were purposely done to limit certain voices. And we also know that Democrats were communicating with Twitter about posts that they wanted taken down. It's highly concerning, and I think a major question for this administration, the Biden administration, is in July 2021, they said that they were flagging problematic posts for social media companies to censor. So if that's the case, we deserve to know how much the Biden administration has been working to censor voices and to what extent, because then we're actually seeing a government entity, the United States government, working to really violate the First Amendment. And I think anyone that cares about the Constitution should be extremely concerned about that.
RNC Chair McDaniel was shadow banned as well, we now know, right?
She was. In 2018, she was shadow banned along with other conservative and Republican voices. The RNC called Twitter out. We said, hey, she's being shadow banned. You can't actually find her on Twitter. That's how far the shadow ban went. And Twitter then said, oh, that was just a mistake, and insisted that they don't shadow ban people. That was what they said at the time. We now know, like you said at the top, that was a lie, that they were shadow banning people. So, and really concerning in terms of how the media was covering this at the time, they just took Twitter's word for it. So the files that are being released show that Twitter was targeting conservative voices. They were shadow banning Republican candidates. And I think it raises extremely important questions about not only violating free speech, but whether this was a potential in-kind contribution to the Democrat Party. So really serious questions here, especially really what might amount to a threat to our democracy and our freedom of discourse when big tech's putting their thumb on the scale for Democrats in such a clear way.
Let me come back to the in-kind contribution question. I think that is an important one that I haven't heard to this point, but worthy of discussion. Before we do that, talk a little bit about what happened at Google to the RNC.
Yeah, this is part of the problem with big tech. It's not just Twitter. Twitter gets maybe the most coverage because it's a platform that we all use, and we can really see examples of censorship such as the Hunter Biden laptop, which is really clear. But it's also Google. It's big tech. It's really big tech across the board. What Google was doing in really an outrageous manner was sending all of the Republican emails on Gmail, basically sending all of those to spam in the days leading up to crucial end-of-month periods, whether that was get-out-the-vote emails, fundraising emails, really, in a sense, blocking those emails from reaching people's inboxes. And they were giving absolutely no explanation for it. It would go from about 90% what's called deliverability, higher than 90%, to 0%. 0% leading up to the end of the month for 10 months in a row leading up to the midterm election. Really outrageous stuff, and it wasn't happening to Democrats. It was just happening to Republicans. That's not just fundraising emails, but get out the vote email. So encouraging people to vote, raising money, key parts of how what it takes for a party to operate. Google was blocking those emails from reaching people. And again, this is not something, you know, where people opted in to send these emails to spam. It went from over 90% deliverability to 0% deliverability. And Google failed to ever give an explanation for why that was happening. So that's really concerning in terms of how it affects freedom of speech, the ability to get out the vote, and the ability to fundraise money leading up to that midterm election.
And there's a lawsuit over that now, right?
There is indeed. The RNC took steps to sue Google because, again, it could be considered an in-kind contribution to the Democratic Party. They were giving no explanation. They weren't operating in good faith. And, again, this happened for 10 months in a row. So it's not like this happened once and the issue was fixed. The exact opposite, actually. This was a consistent pattern of suppression of Republican emails from reaching voters that interacted with the emails, that wanted to get these emails. It was clear suppression of those emails. And Google consistently, for 10 months in a row, refused to give any explanation for why it was happening. They refused to operate in good faith. They were suppressing speech, suppressing our ability to operate and communicate with voters. It was really outrageous stuff. So the RNC took steps, sued Google, because we're not going to take this lying down. We're going to make sure that we fight for Republican voters, we fight for the Republican cause, and we're not going to just take suppression quietly and really the violation, what I believe, of the First Amendment quietly. We're going to make sure we fight that.
So back to the remedy here, and one of the things you mentioned is an in-kind contribution. Would that be like an FEC action?
Well, we actually submitted a complaint along those lines in order to look at if it was a potential in-kind contribution. That was one of the first steps that we took in order to address the situation with Google. For example, there was a study out of North Carolina that showed that the suppression of Republican and conservative candidates over a long period of time on Gmail could cost somewhere in the billions of dollars in terms of donations if you really try to extrapolate how much you're expecting to receive in donations from those emails. So really a massive amount of money we're talking about here and a massive effect not just on fundraising, like I said, but the ability to get out the vote. So we issued those complaints. That's going through that process. We then, since Google continued to operate in such bad faith, we sued Google. That's part of this remedy. I think the second part of this remedy is what the House Republicans are going to do when they take the majority in a few months here about a month here, which is holding hearings, holding big tech accountable, getting answers. Back when Republicans controlled the Senate, Jack Dorsey was brought before, the CEO then of Twitter, was brought before Senate Republicans, and we got really concrete answers showing that they had no basis, the sense of the Hunter Biden laptop. I think getting answers like that are going to set a groundwork for what legislative or other efforts should be taken in order to hold big tech accountable. And I know the House Republican majority is really dedicated to holding those hearings, getting those answers, and holding big tech accountable so they don't keep putting their thumb on the scale for Democrats.
Given the fact that you have now proof of government request to suppress free speech, is this criminal?
I don't want to speculate that far. I'm not entirely sure what sort of criminality might be there. I think at a basic level, it's extremely concerning. And I think does, in principle, violate the First Amendment for government to be censoring this information. I think it also does go to the fact that this is a pattern for the Biden administration, where it's not just Jen Psaki who said that they were flagging problematic posts for Twitter to censor, or excuse me, for social media companies to censor. The Biden administration at the HHS declared misinformation a public health emergency and called for consequences against what they called spreaders of misinformation. You had the DHS, who tried to set up a disinformation governance board. Thankfully, that was blocked, but the person that they picked to lead that board was a partisan who promoted disinformation, leading to the suppression of Hunter Biden's laptop. So this is a pattern from the Biden administration where their go-to reaction, their gut reaction, is to try to censor viewpoints that they don't like, which in my mind, at the very least, is an anti-American viewpoint. It's an anti-constitutional viewpoint. It's really an unacceptable position for our government to take place. And I know the House Republican majority is going to be investigating what happened at social media, who did what, to what extent, and really getting us answers here that the American people deserve.
So you're confident of that this will be one of the priorities for the House Republicans to dig into and have hearings about?
Yeah, there was a plan, a accountability plan that was published by GOP now leader McCarthy, who really outlined steps that the House Republican majority was planning to take in order to hold really a whole array of Biden administration failures accountable. But big tech was one of those major instances. And based off of comments that have come out since the Twitter files were published, it clearly is a major priority, not just for RNC and conservative voices outside of government, but for the House Republican majority to really take a look at this.
Great to hear. Rapid Response Director for the Republican National Committee, Tommy Pickett. Thank you for the time today, Tommy. Happy Monday.
Hey, happy Monday. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better game-changing gift for the family. It's a good family gift. Or for your spouse. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And that is a Hot Springs Spa. Because winter sails by. You actually look forward to the coldest nights hopping in on Hot Spring Spa. You really do. I can speak from experience. It's the best. It is the absolute best. It really is great. The sauna, same thing. I mean, it is a great year-round things to enjoy, but especially in winter. They really are. And they have saunas right now in stock and ready to deliver. 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. Use it now, pay later. That's a great deal. And 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits offered on the planet in those saunas. They're just unbelievable. Same thing with the spas. Wellness, you get out better than you got in. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. You just tell them Scott sent you, okay? All right, well, you heard it right there, Kev. That was Rapid Response Director for the Republican National Committee. There will be Republican work on this information we've learned from Twitter. So that was a big question.
All right, well, then what?
Will Republicans do anything about it? That's the question.
The hamster's on a wheel?
That answered.
You know?
Well, I hope, since it's potentially criminal activity and a whole host of things that need to be answered, that, first of all, I'm glad they're doing something about it. And they're doing something.
I bet Elon Musk is, too.
Doing something about it in the form of hearings. Now, when they get this all on record and have that information, I guess the next question is, okay, what do you do with what you learn? For sure. 271-1100 is our telephone number today on What's on Your Mind. Toll free at 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. He mentioned this at the end, but remember last week your buddy KJP at the podium there at the White House says the Biden administration was not involved in any of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that Jen Psaki said something different back in July of 2021. Listen closely here to what Jen has to say.
Request for tech companies to be more aggressive in policing misinformation. Has the administration been in touch with any of these companies, and are there any actions that the federal government can take to ensure their cooperation? Because we've seen from the start there's not a lot of action on some of these platforms.
Sure. Well, first, we are in regular touch with these social media platforms.
Oh! Ah. What? She said the quiet part out loud there.
Yeah. Huh.
We are in touch with the social media companies. All right, so KJP didn't give us a straight scoop. Let's get to some of your text here.
Her latest, by the way.
It's up to private companies to make these types of decisions. We were not involved. I can say that. We were not involved.
Not involved.
Funny.
Nothing to see here.
A little different than this.
The entire party was involved, but not us.
Are in regular touch with these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff.
Our senior staff does it. Yeah, we call them and say, hey, we don't like this Donald Trump tweet here. Can you shadow ban that Donald Trump tweet? A Minnesota listener on the line. Stan, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just tuned in and listened to the man saying that there will be hearings, and I noted that you sounded kind of relieved that there would be. I understand that. This is Charlie Brown and Lucy and the football. Hearings do not matter. They will not do anything with the information they have. And you also mentioned, because this looks like it could be criminal you know, content or conduct. And I think the bulk of what is going on in Washington today is criminal, and they do nothing because it's the fox guarding the chicken coop.
I, like you, am very skeptical. So, you know, it's gone on for far too long, and I just think that's one of the things this Republican House majority has to prove to us, that they're different. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt to start with, but it doesn't sound like you're willing to do that. You're done.
No, I'm just starting. I'm in my 60s, and I'm just starting to feel foolish every time I buy the hopium and nothing comes of it. And I'm thinking, it's been like this for 30 years. Why do I think that they might actually do something this time? I appreciate your optimism. You know, if we don't have faith in something or somebody, you know, we really are without a paddle. But I don't have that faith or hope anymore.
I get it, Stan. I get it. And I like the hopium line.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. A couple of texts we'll squeeze in before the bottom of the hour here. With the wide open border and fentanyl deaths across the country, why are the weak Republicans not screaming to the top of their lungs with this treason? I agree.
I know.
I agree. There needs to be more said. Yeah.
Part of our problem is the weak Republicans. I think Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy are in the same camp as Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. They are not on our side. They are not our friends, and we can call them weak Republicans. I think they're complicit Republicans.
Appreciate the call, Stan. Thank you very much. Another listener says, I wonder how much the government dictates what the news reports. I remember Cheryl Atkinson, a mainstream reporter, was harassed and had her phones tapped for trying to report the news. Atkinson resigned from CBS in 2014 after 21 years with the network. She later wrote the book Stonewalled, in which she alleged that CBS News failed to give sufficient coverage of Barack Obama controversies, such as the Benghazi attack. The government has too many tools to pressure media. Agreed. Well said. Well said. Another listener, if the Republican Party is useless because they are not in control, why are they on the payroll? Why are we paying them? Somebody calling out Jen Psaki here.
That's what we do.
You know they're lying when every other word is,
There it is. Oh, yeah. Another lie to me, fan.
Yeah. Very true. All right. We're going to switch topics here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Anthony Watts. The guy talks common sense on the environment and the climate on the Heartland Institute. Talk about how to talk about the climate issues facing our nation in mixed company. When we come back on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Chris Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago the U.S. charged Mohammed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroCert USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Serenaded with a little Billie Holiday here. Over your great lunch
nice
specials.
Nice pull, buddy. There you go.
Country Fried Steak in Harwood. Mac and Beef for Country Fried Steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beefy noodles today, 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs. Great comfort food for this time of year. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, also at Glendon today. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Yulin, and lasagna on 45th. Plus, any fresh baked muffin is just 99 cents. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Our next guest is a senior fellow for the environment and climate at the Heartland Institute. And the reason I want to have Anthony Watts on the program today was the holiday season brings conversations with people that would be politically in a different camp than you. And if you run into somebody who is of the opinion, you know, that we're going to die due to the climate in the next 10 days or so, you want to arm yourself with some information, some good information. And so we're going to run down to some of the basic facts today with our guest and give you some ways to talk about this topic over the holidays. Anthony Watts, thank you. How are you?
I hope you're keeping warm.
We are. Yes, indeed. It's called winter here, so we're used to that. But some people think that too is a product of the climate change. But I think it's been cold in North Dakota for a long time. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, cold in North Dakota? Gosh, that must be climate change happening. That never happened before in the past, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Let's start with the term climate change. What do you think of that term?
Well, that is an adaptation of the previous term that was introduced in 1988 by Dr. James Hansen when he went before Congress and said, we have a crisis. It used to be called global warming. And
right.
The problem with global warming was that it was a one-way acronym, basically, or one-way description, you know, warming. But when they started switching to climate change, somewhere around 2005, 2006, about the time Al Gore put out his movie, it became applicable to pretty much everything. And you'll see that in just virtually any newspaper story or a media outlet story on TV today, where they will blame quote, climate change for literally anything. It gets too hot, it's climate change. Gets too cold, it's climate change. Got too much snow, it's climate change. Not enough snow, it's climate change. I mean, it has become the universal boogeyman of blame for literally anything that seems abnormal to these folks.
So just the term itself is part of the charade, if you will.
It is. It is. It's a label that can be applied to literally anything, whether it's weather events or long-term change. The problem that we, the biggest problem we've got in the media is that most of these reporters don't have the ability to discern what is climate and what is weather. You know, we get a big thunderstorm roll through, and some idiot reporter will immediately decide climate change was responsible for that, even though there's absolutely no evidence in the long-term data and IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says we can't detect any increase in hurricanes due to changes in the climate. They're basically saying it's not there. But the media will jump on that. Tornadoes? Climate change. Big hurricane? Climate change. You know, not enough hurricanes? Climate change. They basically apply it to anything, and they can't discern the difference between weather and climate. Weather happens on a scale of hours to days. Climate happens on a scale of 30 years. And I want to point out that climate change is a statistical construct. It's not a real thing that you can feel or experience. You can experience a difference in average climate if you go from, let's say, New York to Miami in the winter. But climate itself and the measurement of climate is a statistical construct. It is an average of all weather, highs and lows, precipitation, et cetera, over a period of a minimum of 30 years. That is the established standard, 30 years. And so when some idiot reporter says those tornadoes were a result of climate change, you can be absolutely certain they haven't a clue what they're talking about.
Well, right there, I think you've given someone some ammunition for those conversations that happen with somebody that is of a different opinion when it comes to climate change. It's just like, talk about the length of time of which the climate changes and the decades you're talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, climate has always changed. The idea that climate has to remain static, the same all the time, is hogwash, absolute hogwash. We've had changes in the Earth's climate for millennium. For example, during the time of Christ, we had something called the Roman Warm Period. And, you know, the civilizations flourished during that time. The Roman civilization expanded. We had the Roman Empire going through expansion during that time. And we know that this happened by proxy data. This is tree rings and other types of indicators that said at that time, you know, where temperatures were warmer. Same thing happened during the medieval warm period. You know, we had the Renaissance and all these other things. And then when it got cold, we had famine. We had, you know, the Black Plague, all this other stuff that was going on. Warmth has always benefited humanity, and the climate has never been static.
Good points. By the way, somebody just texted, you forgot wildfires. That's another one that gets the climate change label, right? Right?
Well, let me tell you about that. In California, which I used to live in, I now live in Nevada because I just got tired of California and the craziness and the taxes and the laws that were made up literally every day. But I did an analysis last year of wildfires in California, which, of course, they immediately blame on climate change. Interestingly enough, if you go to the federal database on the amount of timber harvested versus the amount of timber burned and plot both of those, there's an interesting intersection that occurs right in the early 80s. And what is that? Well, it's when they put the spotted owl preservation into law in California. And that essentially stopped all logging in California and much of the West. And at that intersection point, everything switched. More acres were burned than were harvested, because what happened is that management of the forest stopped. You couldn't touch it. It became, you know, sacred ground, according to the environmentalists, because of the spotted owl. And as a result, the underbrush has grown, and, you know, we have these fires that go through that burn hotter. Forests actually have to have, particularly in the West, actually have to have fire to survive. Certain kinds of pine trees can't survive without a brush fire going through on a regular basis to clear out the forest floor. Their pine cones open up when they receive heat from a fire like that. But when the fire is too hot, because the brush has gotten cleared off and fire suppression has taken place, then it just destroys the forest. And, of course, these fools blame climate change on it, when, in fact, it's just simply a policy change based on the spotted owl.
Amazing. Another listener says, didn't Al Gore say our coastal cities would be underwater by now?
No, that wasn't Al Gore. That was in 1989 in an Associated Press story. A UN official who has remained nameless made a prediction, it was published in the Associated Press, that entire nations will be wiped off the face of the earth due to increased sea level if we don't do something about climate change. This was, of course, in 1989. So far, it hasn't happened, like many climate predictions of doom that have been made and have not happened. Al Gore did say that the polar ice caps would be gone. The Arctic ice cap would be gone by 2013. Well, it's still there. Yes, it's a little bit reduced. It's not as strong as it used to be, but it has not disappeared.
And what is that? What's to explain that? To say the polar ice caps are slightly reduced, is that just a typical evolution of an ice cap?
Oh, well, we don't know. That's one of the things. That's one of the weaknesses of climate change, so-called science. We've only got about 100 years or so of good measurement of temperature and so forth here on the planet. You know, prior to basically 1900, we didn't have thermometers everywhere. But what I can tell you is that in the case of the Arctic, one of the things that has happened is because of industrialization, particularly in China, where we shifted basically all of our industrial facilities over to China. I mean, look at all the stuff you're ordering from Amazon today. Find one thing that's not made in China when you get it. So we shifted all of our industrialization over there along with the pollution. And China doesn't give any care whatsoever to how much pollution is being generated. You've seen these pictures of the sky in Beijing. It's brown, you know. They don't care. But what happens is all this soot from these industrialization fires that are going on in China and also in India and other places ends up into the Arctic and other places. And in Greenland, for example, they're claiming Greenland's ice is melting due to climate change. Well, you can go in and look at something called Moulins, M-O-U-L-I-N-S, in Greenland, and they are chock full of black dust that has settled to the bottom. And what happens is that this black dust settles on the ice, and because it's black, it absorbs more solar radiation. You can prove this to yourself. Take some ashes out of your fireplace or your barbecue and just throw them out on the snow in your backyard and then wait for the sun to come out and watch what happens. So we've got this reduction in the Arctic, a lot of it due to soot being deposited on the ice.
Interesting. Our guest, by the way, Anthony Watts, Senior Fellow for Environment and Climate at the Heartland Institute, talking about climate issues facing our nation under the Biden administration, and also giving you some, I would say talking points is the word I would use for this upcoming holiday season when people want to have this conversation. There's always one in the crowd, and you want to be ready
for
it.
Yeah, hey, I want to point out that if you do really want to have a talking point, or better yet, if you want to have a gift that will enrage and educate your famous liberal friends, I have a book on Amazon, inexpensive. It's $9.95. It's called Climate at a Glance, and it contains a series of talking points. Go to Amazon and search for Climate at a Glance, and my name, Anthony Watts, and you will find the book. And it's chock full of the things I'm talking about here on radio today.
All right. Great gift-giving idea, especially if you got that person that you just know needs a little bit of a refresher on the truth, to get to the truth. Question when we come back related to pollution in the U.S. versus pollution in other places. You touched on that earlier. We'll get to that question when we come back in a few more minutes with our guest, Anthony Watts. Any questions or comments for him, welcome. 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. Call us 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. Great question so far, and more after this. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. The Christmas sale is on right now, and they have some great deals on blankets. Yes, pet blankets even, as low as $13.99. But like the waffle blanket, we have one in our house that's just fantastic. $35.99. Great deals there. And that's with the promo code Scott. Remember that. Got to use the promo code Scott to get the good deals. You have MyPillow quilts as low as $53.99. You have lightweight throw blankets down to $49.99. Chain knit throw blankets down to $59.99. Great savings. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for all the deals after you browse to get your best deal, okay? Or call 800-506-9028. Great Christmas gifts. If you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, what am I going to do? Check the Easy Box MyPillow, and they're going to love them. Going to love them, for sure. Loving before the top of the hour, finishing our conversation with Anthony Watts, Senior Fellow for Environment and Climate at the Heartland Institute, talking climate change and global warming today on the program. And how you can talk about it during the holidays. Phil has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Phil, for Anthony Watts.
Yes, you mentioned Dr. Hansen from the Goddard Institute appearing before Gore's panel in 88. There's also another fellow by the name of Roger Vavelle, who's deceased now, but he also was a believer in climate change. But he had an interesting comment that he published along with Dr. Singer, and that was published in the Wall Street Journal. And he was saying that everything staying the same, he believed that the planet would warm, but he cautioned, before you make drastic changes, be sure of your science. And it isn't a sure science. And there's a Dr. Peterson that just published. I haven't read the book, but he worked in the Obama administration. And he came to the conclusion that it is not settled science. And he wrote a book called Unsettled about that very thing. But when you're talking, I just have a question regarding to the polar ice cap. When people talk, we have seasons because of the tipping of the Earth at 23 degrees. But that varies from 21.5 to 24.5 degrees. I think it's on a 22,000-year cycle. Would that have any bearing on the ice cap probably disappearing on the north and then and increasing on the southern polar? That's my question. And also just the comment about that was made by Dr. Revelle.
Well, I think that, you know, over a long period of time, yes, the precession of our poles, you know, from that 23.5 degrees, the departure, the wobble of that, that's going to have an effect. No doubt about it. But the short-term measurements that have happened, you know, the polar ice caps really didn't change much until around the year 2001, 2002. And then that dropped, the Arctic ice cap dropped significantly in 2007. And it dropped about 20% of its volume, and it's kind of stayed level at that point. And so what that suggests is some kind of a short-term change, either in something like ocean currents that also could be associated with the soot buildup that I talked about. But the precession that we get in Earth's orbit that changes the, you know, the wobble of the poles probably isn't showing up in what the folks are, you know, clamoring about right now. As far as the southern hemisphere goes, the Antarctic, yeah, it had this massive increase in ice from around 2008 or so. They've never explained that. They've never been able to explain why it's done that. And I will point out, again, there's so little that we really do understand about the Earth and its long-term process. And I emphasize long-term. Humans have a very short memory. We can't even remember the weather from year to year sometimes on any given day. And we don't have long-term records that are absolute, that goes, you know, with real data that go back more than about 100 years. So we're in the infancy of real climate science here and understanding it. And I will point out that Earth's processes are much, much longer than human lifespan. And so it's simply something we're not aware of.
Appreciate the call very much. Only have a minute and a half left, but I do want to ask you another question from an audience member. Shouldn't the climate change crowd be focused on Russia and China rather than the U.S. that has best practices?
Thank you.
Well, yes. You know, both Russia and China and also India are out burning coal. And, you know, they are, there's a war on coal going on here in the United States. There's also a war on petroleum. And the idea here is that the United States needs to be the leader. Well, and we are. We've actually reduced our carbon dioxide output significantly over the past decade. But China, India, and Russia, they don't give a hoot about what we're doing. They're on their own agenda, their own plan, and that includes fossil fuels. But Americans are supposed to suffer to be leaders, and they're not going to make any difference. We're not going to make any difference in the long-term change in climate by our leadership. It's just not going to happen. There's not enough volume there.
Texter says the trouble in today's world is that the social liberals have indoctrinated the young Americans on climate change, that now they've become too radical and you cannot change your mind with facts and common sense. I've seen the polling on this, but it is off the charts, the amount of younger people. That's why ESG is such a, and I've heard this from CEOs of major companies, you know, some of the biggest banks in the country saying, hey, it doesn't matter my opinion on ESG, our workforce demands it. So how do we fix that?
Well, education is the only way. It really is. But I will point out that some of these larger companies are now starting to backtrack on the ESG, you know, because they realize there is a danger associated with it. It's a really slippery slope. You start applying ESG scores to people and to businesses, and all of a sudden it's like the blacklist, you know, from McCarthyism back in the 50s with Hollywood. That's the kind of thing it's going to be.
Very interesting. Tell me one more time how folks can find the book.
It's on Amazon. It's called Climate at a Glance. You can also go to climateataglance.com and download a free copy of the book as a PDF if you'd like. But you can get a hard copy that you can send as a gift from Amazon. It's only $9.95. And it has all of the things that we've been talking about here in it.
Good gift idea for that conversation. Thanks so much, Anthony Watts. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.